on page 80. Learning about the Koach of Machshava, the Taras of Balsham is a very big yisoid. It'll be ended right before Eis Hei, is B'mokim Shalom Choshev B'machshava Shom Hu Kulai. That a person is completely where his thoughts are. Shom Hu Kulai. Not Miktsasai. You would say that part of the person is in that place, or that person that he's thinking about. But the Baal Shem Tov said, Shom Hu Kulai. The entire person is where he's thinking about, where the Machshav is. So the Machshav is the person. So in Eis Hei, page 80, HaKol Makirim Mitzorech HaHagon Al Achushim. We all know how important it is to do our best to try to guard our eyes, our ears, our mouths, and so on. The Hainu Milirais with the Shmari Lamashis is Abilti Rotzil Adam. It makes such a roshim when a person sees something you shouldn't see or hear something, and so on. It's so important, we know that. Nobody wants to be thrown into some place because of one's eyes. You look at something and by looking at something you shouldn't look at, you're thrown into that, into the gutter of that, into the filth of that that you're looking at, or to hear something that you shouldn't be hearing. Nobody wants to be grabbed and tossed into such a place. So if that's when it comes to seeing something or hearing something, which isn't altogether the person, the etzem of the person, what he sees and what he hears. It makes a great impact upon the person, but it's not the etzem of the person. The etzem of the person is his machshavs, his thoughts. So achas kama v'kama, move on kama nochutz harisun l'machshava. We understand how urgent it is for us to control and to harness our thoughts, to use the koach hamachshava in the right way. The kivuna el haroi, and to direct our machshavas to the right thing, the right way. Ki zeh kol ha'olam. Because that is the person. The person is machshava. Me'ata nova lo'olam, mamas chel v'machshava. He says, now we could begin to understand. We could begin to understand what happens when a person, kasha adam choshev al machshava shel ish acher. This is really a remarkable thing. He only talks about it a drop right now. We'll see more in Mitzvah in the next Maimer. But when a person, he says, when a person is choshev al machshava shel ish acher. It's one thing if you see a person. You have certain impressions that person makes upon you. Or you hear a person talking. You hear, it also makes a roshim on a person. But what happens, not if you're just thinking about a person. What if you're thinking about what that person is thinking about? What if you're trying to think about what that person is thinking about? Yechayshev al machshava shel ish acher. Hamashmos ha'pnimi shel hadvar. What's happening is, on a deeper level, shematik es metziusai umuhuso shel hala el toich toichai. In essence, what's happening is that you are taking the metzius, you're thinking about someone else's machshava. You're taking the mitzias and the mahus of that person, and you're joining together, you're binding together with that person. That you're becoming, on a certain level, you're becoming echad with that person. Ad shemitziyusa shel hala, nimhelis v'nimzeges, v'nasis mitziyusa shel hala, to that person's mitzias, to that person's existence, becomes your own existence. When you're trying to think about what that person is thinking, he's going to explain more what that means. Hein machshavta shel adam hi kol kulay. As we learn from the Baal Shem Tov, The machshava of a person is the entire person. It's called kula. In this tafa elachush, now, when one is seeing something or hearing something or smelling something, and is also and is dividing that experience of the senses together with the machshava, which is usually when you see something, you think a little bit about it and you are experiencing what you're seeing. So im nitzdarf alachush hipsharai, it's not the entire machshava. But in hir rabadavar mesuyim, ishlicha l'sham is kol ha'adam. But if you don't see anything in front of you, there's no visual experience, you're not hearing anything, you're not smelling anything, you're not touching anything, you're entering completely into the realm of thought. You have nothing to use except your imagination or your thought. And you're engaging your mind, your machshava, and connecting it to something which you're not dividing with the visual impression or with any of the other senses. It's kulei machshava. When you do that, hishlich l'asham is kol ha'adam. You have thrown yourself entirely into that mitzias. You've thrown yourself entirely into that mitzias. Because remember, sham hu kulay. The machshava of the person is the person. When you're seeing something or hearing something, then there's a distraction, there is divided between what you're thinking about, an impression, and what you're seeing and hearing. But if you're not seeing something, and you're not hearing something, and you're mizdabik your machshava, you're connecting your machshava to something, shom hu kulay, the undivided machshava is invested in the other, in whatever you're thinking about. That's where you are completely, not a part of you, not just your eyes, your ears. The entirety of who you are is in that person or in that place or whatever it is that you're thinking about. So the Svama Kadosh talk about the Koyach HaMachshava. Svasemis and other tzaddikim explained that there's a madrega by engagement, by erison, that's higher than a madrega of marriage. It's higher, and it's deeper than marriage. What does that mean? Marriage is lemaisa, and the engagement is only a machshava, right? The engagement is a machshava. It's the thought of being married, but it's not marriage. And yet, in Pnimius, there's something even more exalted and deeper than in that world of the Machshava, than the Lamaisa, than the physical reality of being married to someone. Because there, one's focus, one's attention, one's Machshava is already divided. It's already divided into different parts. Because there's already a relationship. There's the experience of being in that physical relationship with another person and so on. But when all one has is a machshava, that's all there is the machshava. And the machshava, as the Baal Shem Tov said, the machshava is b'makim shadam chayshiv machshava sham hu kulay. So it's interesting. It's even a hapeichu. When the person, the Svasemis is being megal a very deep thing. When the person is actually married and he's saying, I'm here, I'm married to you. And she's saying to him, oh, yeah, I missed when we were engaged. But he doesn't understand. So that was the engagement was only hachana. What's the engagement? It's just that we should be able to get married. Now you have me all to yourself. Isn't that wonderful? She says, no, I missed when we were engaged. Why? Because then there wasn't anything at all other than a machshava that was between us. And the pnimius of pnimius is the machshava is the deepest thing. Sham hu kulay. Once it's already descended into this world of Lamaisa, the Almasiya. So it's already come down from the world of Machshava into the Olam HaSiya. And in the Olam HaSiya, it's not Kulay. It's not the ganzer Mensch. It's not the person in his entirety. Swarm say that there's a Maila and a certain Madrega to a Bracha that a Bracha has more than the Mitzvah. In other words, you saw that tzaddikim, that they had an arichas by a birchas and mitzvah. Unbelievable arichas by a birchas and mitzvah. And the kavanas that went into making that bracha and that went into the mitzvah, and the demaisa mitzvah was chik-chak. There were tzaddikim that were known for that, many tzaddikim. That the kavanas could have been all day. I mentioned many times over the years, Rabbi Leibel Eiger was a great mile, and there was a big controversy because he used to take him all day with the kavanis when he was the mile, and it was already getting close to Shkia, and he would make the bris only by Shkia because all day long he was in the world of Machshava. When it came time then for the actual bris, he said that it was unbelievably fast. Most of the time he was sandik and mile, he would throw the towels over his head, and the whole thing was a few seconds, and gave the baby back was finished. But it was 12 hours, 13 hours before that, where he was thinking about the bris. Where he was thinking about it. The machshava is the entirety of the person. And therefore, these tzaddikim in their lives, the mitzvah, the actual mitzvah, the pa'ula, the physical act of the mitzvah, was already sort of the end. It was just it wasn't the ikkar. The ikkar was the machshav. Was the machshav. Kedivya Baal Shem Tov. Im keim bish on a kasha b'de'evet here adam al puluchit zaynish osa acher. So now, if a person just thinks that's something that he saw a person doing, he just had a thought about a puluchit zaynish osa adam acher. He thought for a second about something that a person did. Yitachin ve'en bekach ma'uma. Now, the person that was doing that thing, whatever that was, it could be that there was no significance in it. There was no really, he was just doing something. A simple thing. Now you're thinking about this, you're mahara about that ma'isa. Yitachin ve'en bekach ma'uma, ki ulai hala lo yishiliv ba'kala. Now it could be that person who was doing that simple thing didn't invest any thought into it. Vim kein, he nederes mashmos, and therefore it's really meaningless. Kalmer, Ram. So that doesn't have that much of an impact upon a person. Ram, kashim is boinin ba'atzmi is hamachshov v'shal ish acher. However, when it's not just that you're thinking about something that a person has done, but you're thinking about what another person is thinking. In other words, a person has expressed his thoughts. It could be in writing. You're reading it in a book. You're reading it in a sefer, he's going to mention afterwards. What does it mean to read something when what you're reading was written by a Rasha? You're reading something that was written by a Rasha. For whatever purposes you're reading, whatever you're reading it for, you're trying to understand the machshava of a Russia. For college. Whatever. You're trying to understand the machshava of a Russia. So here's not the same thing as just watching the Russia do something. You're trying to be mamik in the machshava of the Russia. To understand the machshava of the Russia. Allah has all of a tzaddik to understand the machshava. She kol kula shel halah. The machshava of a person is the essence of the person. The etzem koyach nishmasa, and the koyach of that person is neshama. Ve'machshavas hamizboinin afhi nechshavas kol kulay, and you're thinking about that person's thoughts. It means you're investing your entire self into the self of that other person. By what? By contemplating that other person's thoughts. In kain, meviya hamachshava pnimius acheres al taicha. In doing so, you are inviting into yourself the pnimius, the essence of another person. Umisachedes imamamish, and you're mamish becoming unified, united with that person. Kibemakim shalom chayshiv machshava sham hu kulay. As the Baal Shem Tov taught, the person is where he's thinking. So yesh ma'abit, so of course the good use of this, the best, most wonderful thing is, yesh ma'abit al pu'las tzaddik. So there's some people that they're satisfied, and they're happy to go, and they see a tzaddik, and they see the way that tzaddik makes kiddush, or the way that tzaddik sings zemiras, or whatever. They watch the tzaddik, and they look at the chitzonius of the tzaddik, of what he does. But when a person is mizboining in the pnimius of what is it that's behind the kiddush that this tzaddik is making? What is it that's behind the zmiras that the tzaddik is singing? And he enters into the ahava or the yira, into that dimension of ahava, of love and fear, of the tzaddik. To try to understand, to try to think about all that he's learned in the Svarim HaKadoshim about what it means Ahav and Yira, and to think about how this tzaddik who he's with right now, who he's watching, how he's in a place of Ahavas Hashem, of Yiras Hashem, and he's mizdabik his thoughts to these thoughts of the tzaddik. On his madrega, of course, is whatever the person can do. So, bekach mizdabik tvei besoich teiches shloisa kedusha. So then, the person is mamish connecting to the depths of that kedusha of the tzaddik. Bekach pnei advarim lahavda ben arba ben achesha kasher chasam kashel samachshav lahar b'tayve pnimis hamafilas hamid v'apula abilti tayve. So, chalila, the opposite of that. Is that it's bad enough if a person sees something that he shouldn't be looking at. He sees the things that Rishayim do. But then if he tries to think about the taiva of the Rasha, to imagine the taiva, the filth of the Rasha's mind, the taiva of the Rasha, the anger of the Rasha. Ashayi dezem is that bekes b'mamish, rachmal islam. But through that, the person becomes dovuk to that taiva, or to that terrible machshava. Page 81. Now this is going to be familiar to those who have learned Tanya, the fifth parak. Zu haisa havan hamukesh limed balatani b'sifa parakei. This is the deeper meaning of what the Tanya taught in the fifth parak. And hechen megia gardel his bainus haseichel b'divrei haTorah HaKadosh. What does it mean when a person's thinking about Torah? What does it mean to be mizboinim, to look deeply into Hashem's thoughts? That's what the Torah is. The Torah is Hashem's thoughts. Anoichi Hashem lekecha ano nafshi ksovis yehovis. Hashem said, in the Torah I have written my soul. Hashem says, I have given my soul, I have invested my machshavas, my infinite essence is invested into the Torah. So when you and I, the Tanya explains, again, it's those who learned the fifth parak know this, we learned it by Arichas, that when a person is mizboinin in divrei Torah, when a person doesn't just quickly read, he doesn't settle for the chitzonis of the Torah that he's seeing, for the story or for the seichel, but he's mizboin in the oimik of that Torah that he's learning, whatever that Torah is. Ki husich lo yirutzon shakash baruch. That piece of Torah, with the Torah shebachsav, the Torah shebaalpeh, it's the seichel of Hashem. is the infinite will of Hashem and the seichel of the Bari Olam. The Tanya explains that the person is mamish at that moment of thinking deeply about Hashem's thoughts. He's embracing the king. He's hugging the king. As we learned in Tanya. And he becomes mamish one with Hashem. V'hiflik b'dvar ha'dveikus ha'zayis. And the Tanya teaches us, he reveals a little bit of what it means when a Jew is thinking about Torah. Not just to read it fast, when a person is thinking about Torah, is mizboinen in Torah. Now we spent a lot of time on this, we're just going to read this quickly, a little bit of his lashon. Just a little bit from the Tanya's words over there in the fifth parak. The mind of a person when it's maskil, when it's thinking about a muskal. Then the person's mind is taking hold of that concept, that muskal. When the person's being maskil in a deep way, thinking about something, his mind is toifeses hamuskal, his mind grabs, takes hold of the muskal, umakifay besichloi, and what? And his concept becomes completely engulfed and surrounded by this person's mind, by the intellect. And the concept becomes completely immersed in, embedded, engulfed in the seichel of the one who's masik that muskal, who's thinking about that muskal. The seichel of that person who you're thinking about, in this case we're talking about Hashem's thoughts, becomes one with the person who's thinking, with the masculine. Derech Moshel. Kishe'odam meivin umasig eza halocha b'mishna b'gemaril ashura al-buriya. When a person understands, grasps a halacha in Mishnah and Gemara, la shura aboria. He really, really goes into it and understands it. Of course, each person to the best of his ability. He really, really enters into this Mishnah. He enters into this Gemara. He goes into this halacha, this pasuk, this Rashi, whatever it is. But he invests himself completely in it till he understands it fully to the best of his ability. Hari sich lo toifes umakif aysa. And the person's seichel is teifis or makifis. The person's mind takes hold completely of that concept. And his seichel is melubash, becomes mislabesh in that concept, is enclosed in that concept. Now we're not talking about thinking about what somebody wrote in a book, we're talking about Hashem. Every word of Torah is Hashem's chacham, his infinite wisdom, and his infinite ratzon. Hi chachmas v'tzon shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. She'olah b'ritzonai, that it was Hashem's ratzon, Hashem's will, it was Hashem's will that in the future, when Reuven is going to have a certain taina, and Shimon will have a counter taina in halacha, that the halacha is such and such, for whatever reason, that was Hashem's ratzon. That's what was going to be in the future. So when the person is masig this, when the person thinks about this, is masig this, and concentrates on this with the best of his kaifas. Hariza masig v'toifus amakiv b'sichle v'tzonim v'chachmosu kash baruch. And at that moment, in the human mind is being makif, is surrounding, is digesting the infinite will and the infinite chachma of Hashem. The leis machshava tvisabe, which no human mind could possibly understand or grasp. V'hu yichud nifla, the Tanya says, again this is chazar for many of you here, v'hu yichud nifla, it's a wondrous unity. Shein yichud kamoa, there is no greater way for a person to be misyached with Hashem, to bind himself to Hashem. V'loi ke'erka nimsa klal begashmias, liyas la'achadim u'miyuchadim mamish mikol tzadupim. To become completely one in every way with the infinite mind and the infinite rots of Hashem. K'moisha halachem agashmi, zon es haguf, the way that physical bread, when a person eats, it sustains the body. K'shemachnisa b'soichai v'kir b'y mamish, because he takes this food in, he eats it and he digests it, and that gives him life. V'ne'apach sham liyaz dom u'basa. And inside the person, it becomes blood and flesh. Kibsaray, like his own flesh, becomes one with the person. You can't distinguish that which the person digested from the person anymore. It all is one. It becomes one. It becomes the person, his own flesh and blood. V'zayichiv yizkayim. And the person is able to live through eating this. Because the food becomes completely the person. Kach b'yediyas ha-tayr v'hasagosa b'nefesh ha-odam. So it is b'yediyas ha-tayr v'hasagosa b'nefesh ha-odam. So it is with when it comes to learning Torah. Shalom da heitev b'iyun sichlai. When a person tries his best to understand. Ad shnispesus b'sichlai, till it becomes grasped in his mind, umisachedus imai, and becomes one with his mind, v'hoyu la'achadim, they become one. Na'asem mozun la'nefesh, then the infinite wisdom and will of Hashem becomes one with the person's soul, like food. V'chayim b'kir b'michayim chayim ein soif baruch hu, he has ingested within himself the life of all life, the infinite one himself. Hamlubish b'chachmasai b'sarasa, because Hashem, the etzem of Hashem himself, is enclosed in that piece of Torah. Even though to him it's just something about Reuven and Shimon having a fight over something, and that piece of Torah is the infinite will of Hashem, the infinite chachma of Hashem, in that piece of Torah. And when the person concentrates on that, meaning he enters into the world of machshava. Machshava, we learn, v'makom shadam choshev machshava sham hu kulay. That means it's the highest level of dveikus that there could be between a person, a human being, and Hashem. As the Tanya says, yichud niflish ain yichud kamo. There's no yichud like this. V'hoyu la'achadim. Those are the words of the Tanya. Mikan yuvan sh'im machshevas adam b'sha'as limudai. So we can understand by learning this how chaval it is, how unfortunate it is, if when a person is learning, ein munachas b'yidia sh'otuf mis'atev b'sichlo shel Hashem Yisbarach. It's such rachmanis. If at the time that a person is learning, he's distracted. But it doesn't mean distracted like the stam, silly distractions. It means that when a person is learning Torah, instead of having a pure thought of Hashem, and instead of being completely enwrapped in this thought of Hashem by focusing entirely on what does this mean, because I want to connect Hashem, I want to be misyachid with Hashem. I want to have this unbelievable experience of Dveikus Bashem through struggling to understand a difficult piece of his Torah and giving everything of myself into this machshava of Torah. Instead, what is the person thinking? I'm not talking about that he's thinking about that he's thinking about you know his appointment at work or something. What's he thinking about? Liskade means how am I progressing? I'm becoming a bigger Talmud Chacham. Ulamamesh is maslul shi faisir shalai. And how he is coming closer, or he's actualizing those sheifas that he's had, that he wants to be a magid shir, he wants to be mashgiach, he wants to be Rosh Hashiva, he wants to be whatever it is, a Rebbe, a Rav. These are the person's thoughts. Hayabekach, with these kind of thoughts, the herif machshava, even though it's a split second, a machshava, but it's a machshava of oneself. It's a machshava of oneself instead of a machshava of this Torah. Hebekach beherach machshava, manchis es limudai, he is shrinking his learning. He's bringing down that limud, that Torah, min hadarga hagevoya v'ha'ilois, from this exalted madrega that it was on, this madrega that it was on, that it was what? It was on a madrega of the person's entire being, connecting kivyachal to the infinite one himself. And instead, he schleps it down into a silly inyan of himself, of the ego. Mata el nenuchos haram ha'isha shalai. There's something just something personal, like, well, this is going to be something I can really say this over somewhere. This is going to be great, you know, when I say this, right, that my nephew's bar mitzvah or something. It's not that there could be worse thoughts than that in the world. But the contrast between what could have been, and what he's unfortunately made it into, that contrast is very, very terrible. It became another inyan of myself, of me. B'mkayim chibur machshava al ha'tera kadosha. Instead of his mind being completely attached to that piece of Torah, and by that it means that his mind is attached to the one who gave us the Torah. The person is thinking about himself. So who is he mischaber to? His favorite person, the one he's always mischaber to, himself. Mischaber to himself. It could have been a chibur, the highest yichud with Hashem, if the thought would remain in Torah, and if before he would begin to learn, he would say, "I'm learning this Torah in order to what? In order to bring about this yichud nifla, v'hoyil achadim mamish with Hashem Shbarach, by understanding, by concentrating on his Torah, and I'm going to do whatever I can not to have any ulterior motive." Not there's anything about myself in this, how much I know, what I understand, how I'm going to be able to shlug up my Rebbe, shlug up my Harusa, how am I going to be able to say something or give over, whatever. All of that is ani, is me. In doing so, the person lost such an opportunity. That's what it means to learn Torah. So he could spend the entire day, and he's saying the words over. And he's a good learner. And he's saying over the Gemara, whatever it is, he's learning. But all of the learning is only a chibah to himself. It doesn't bring to Achib, it doesn't bring Achib to Kadosh Baruch, so the Ikka is missing. The Rebbe of Hanukkah from Alexander said that there was a Yid, was a very, very poshut Yid, and he was a little bit absent-minded. And he was having a hard time in the morning remembering where he put his pants, his socks, his shirt, you know. I guess he wasn't so neat and it was in different places. So he decided that he's going to write up on a piece of paper, he's going to write up, I put my pants on the chair. I put my shirt over, you know, whatever, on the dresser. This way he has on a piece of paper the night before. So he goes the next morning and he has to get dressed, looks at the paper. So he sees the pants are there and the shirt is there. So he gets up in the morning, takes out his paper, and he looks at his paper, and he sees, oh, he goes to the pants, fine, goes to the shirt, the towel's cotton, he's got everything on the paper, it's fine. But then it says over there in the paper, the Alexander Rebbe says, it says in the paper that my head is on the pillow. So he goes over to the pillow, looks at the pillow, and he says, it's not there. So Rebbe Hanukkah says, and ad hayoyim, to this day, there's Jews is looking for his head. To this day, the Alexander Rebbe, he can't find it. Doesn't know where it is. He's got a person who could live his whole life. He's got his pants, he's got his shirt, he's got his tall cotton, he's got his shoes, he's got his socks, Alice. And he looks the right thing, and he goes like a yid, and everything. The only one that's missing is the mashav is not there. He doesn't have. That's what the Rebbe said. To this day, he's still looking. What happened to my head? It says on the pillow. I don't see it there. You don't think we live that way? That's what it means without the machshava. That's the lost opportunity when it comes to learning. How much the tzaddikim would cry about this in the svarim? V'diburim chamurim ala oisik l'shem atzmai. How strongly the tzaddikim spoke about this inyan of learning with ulterior motives. But you see that by the Talmud Baal Shem Tov, this is over and over the svarim HaKadoshim talk about this inyan. A person who is learning Torah, and all the Torah is l'shem atzmai. His Yiddishkeit is l'shem atzmai. Or mimush ifoisav is kadmiyosav, and it's all about how can I bring about all my sheifas that I have, all the sheifas that I have in Avodas Hashem. Remember, we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago about how the ma'aseh about the tzaddik of Shiva who when he was young he wanted that he left the space open on the wall for his picture in the future, right? It was an adam gadol ma'od. And I said at the time, not in any way chalila to put down that tzaddik, but how the chassidim would abhor such a ma'aseh. So he left an open space on the wall for his picture, for his what? And I was going to go back into the Beis Medrash and he's going to learn not that type of thing, that using that as a motion. To what? To learn and learn and learn so that I could one day have my picture on the wall. To be also with the Gedolim on the wall. It's the whole learning. 30 years on this Medrash is Atzmai. I'm not saying that about that Tzadik, God forbid. I'm saying about the Moshul. It could be about Atzmai. Because he was just using it. Not in that way. But it could be all the learning could be Atzmai. To be Atzmai. And a person could think of Torah the way that he thinks about some other something that he's studying. Where is this getting me? This, you know, I'm going to college already. A person's going to college and goes to graduate school and see how is this going to help me in my life? How is this relevant to my life and so on? It's all about atzma. When it comes to school, that makes sense. You want to have a career, you want to have a parnosa. So if you're thinking about other things, then you're a shaita. So you have to think about what you have to make a panasa. So you want to study something that will help you. But when it comes to Torah, that machshava of oneself, it drags something from that which was in a place that's infinite, and it pulls it down into the most plain and simple and mundane levushim of me. Even though it's sheifas to be a magashir, a shushiva, a rabbi. Again, no one's saying that this is an aveir chas v'shalom. But it's chaval. Ray Mori 9, the bottom of the page of Maseches Avos, what Lashon HaKodesh. Look at a beautiful verse from the Mori 9. It's only part of it. If you have a chance to take a look, you'll see. The Mori 9 is explaining the Mishnah. Em ein ani li, mi li. Right? So it says the Mishnah, if I'm not for myself, then who's for me? But that Mishnah has been used in all different kinds of strange ways. It's been used to run over other people, to destroy other people's lives. If I don't look out for myself, who's going to look out for me? So the Mori 9 says, Im ein ani li. L'tzarech atzmi. If I can come to a madrega where I can reach a point of ein ani li, where it's no longer about me, im ein ani li, if I could only come to that point of ein ani li, where my life is not just about me. It's not just about me. L'tzarech atzmi, about me and what I want and what I need. Rak l'shem ha-bari baruch hu. It's not about me, it's about the bari olam, the Ratzon HaShem. Azai, im ein ani, again, im ein ani li, if I could come to the madrega of ein ani li, where my life is not just about me. Im ein ani li. If I can do that, then you know what happens? Then me, hu li. Me is Hashem's Baruch. Me is Hashem's Baruch. Me bara Ela. Me, who is he? The Infinite One. That's Hashem. So im ein ani li, if I could raise myself to a level where it's not about me, im ein ani li, that can bring about a dveikus, a madrega of me li. Then Hashem is Baruch Mi, Li, becomes connected to me. Avakshani L'Atzmi, but if my whole life is about myself, Ukshani L'Atzmi, L'Tzorech Atzmi, just about myself, and what I want, what I need, then Ma'ani, then what am I? What does it mean, Ma'ani? He already is Atzmai. Then all he's worshipping is himself. Ma'ani. That's it. And now the Mori 9 says we can understand that so much has been written about the fact that the humblest Jew in the world, Hillel HaZaken, by the dancing by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, by the dancing over there, by the Azor of the Beis HaMikdash, that Hillel would say such a lashon, Im ani kan hakol kan. If I am here, then everything is here. What does that mean? Im ani kan. If at this time of unbelievable Kedusha, I allow that Ani to creep into my thoughts, Im Ani Kan, Shekavanosi L'Tzarech Atzmi, and my thoughts are about myself, V'loy Lasas Nachas Ruach L'Bari, and not to give Nachas Ruach to one who created me, other than what? Hakol Kan. Peyush, what does it mean, Hakol Kan? Everything. Kol ribui hara. Hakol, then all of the tzaras, all of the problems of this world are following me even into the Beis HaMikdash. If I can't let go of myself in this place, in this moment of Kedusha, if I'm dancing at my friend's chasana, and let's say a person's a good dancer and he's dancing at the friend's chasana, and he's thinking how this must look to the other people, how good a dancer I am, or how much I must love my friend the chasana because I'm doing such, I'm making such an effort by the rikud, then hakol kan. Or maybe we have over here some aspiring bala negina, and you're sitting by kumzis, and you know how to play a little bit of guitar or some other instrument, and it's a b'china of imani kan. It's about how this sounds to other people, how this impresses other people. If you're a teacher, you're a rabbi, you're magid shia, and it's imani kan. So the Moranayim says, that's what Hillel HaZaken was saying. He was asking Hashem's Baruch, help me, that at this moment there shouldn't be anything of that ani. It should be completely to let go just for you. It shouldn't be any ani. Just to give nachas ruach to Hashem's Baruch. That's all. Just to give nachas ruach to Hashem. That's the madrega of im ein ani li. Im ein ani li. If only it didn't have to always be about me. Think about the words. Em ein ani li. You hear how the chassidim learn pshat in the Mishnah? Em ein ani li. If only it would be that I could come to madrega that it's ein ani li. That it's not about me. It's not about me. And if I could do that, if I could have it for a moment, then me li. Then Hashem is dovuk to me. The other choice is, k'sh'ani la'atzmi. If all of this is about myself, about me, k'sh'ani la'atzmi, then ma'ani, then what am I? Just a shtik ani, a piece of ani, a piece of me. And who am I oived? I'm not oived the bari olam, I'm oived myself, a basa v'dam. I'm worshipping a human being, a flesh and blood, myself. That's all it is. That the whole thing, that's all it is. Page 82. Boisa Bechina. Kashal made them safer, the safer shall tzadik. And so too. And here we have an amazing Moranayim. He brings us a little bit from I spoke about this by a few years ago by Lag Boim, by the Hilula. When you learn the Sefer of a Tzaddik, you open up a Moranayim. You open up a Kedushas Sefer, whatever it is, you open up a Sefer. Hey, bekach nivlolim v'nemholim kivyachol b'mahus ha-kadosh, you become mixed in, arangimished. With what? With the mahus, with the holy essence of that Tzaddik. You become a cholent with that Tzaddik. You become mixed in with that Tzaddik. When you learn the safe, when you concentrate. The machshav they have pnimis. By you concentrating on that Torah that you're learning from the tzaddik, your entire essence becomes bound to the thoughts of that tzaddik. And even though you can't fathom the deepest meaning of what that tzaddik was talking about, but the same thing we learned in the Tanya, that when you're hugging the king, you're hugging the king. If the king's wearing a sweater and a coat and another coat, but you're still hugging the king. So too you have dveikus to the tzaddik when you're learning his Torah and you're not thinking about how this is going to make me look, or how much I know, or how I'm getting so smart, or I'm going to be able to say this over. She kol kulay nasis echad b'machshevas alaymeh. When a person's mind can become totally bound to the thought of the tzaddik, when you're learning a sefer, akedekach shekosav amoreinayim, to such a degree that we find in the Moreinayim. She'ikir ishtatchus al tzin ha-tzadik v'aydei limud b'svarv. The Moreinayim says that the greatest connection that one can have to the tzaddik who is no longer alive is not by being at his grave, it's by learning his sefer. If you could learn his sefer at his grave, that's already the biggest thing. But the machshava that a person has, or maybe I shouldn't even say that, maybe I don't know, it could be that when you're far, far away from the place of the tzaddik, and you're learning the sefer, maybe like we spoke about engagement, it could be in a certain way, in a certain level. Of course, there's a big inyan to be by the tzaddik's grave. But he writes over there, but you have to see the whole piece. It's printed in the Moreinayim in the section in the back that's on Masechta Shabbos. And he writes over there, these are the words of the Moreinayim, Zeh Lashon HaKodesh, Diburi HaTzadik, Shom Hu Kover V'Tomon Achiyas Shalai. You want to know where the tzaddik is buried? He's buried in the words. In the words that he taught. So when you're looking in that sefer and you're reading the words of the tzaddik, that's what the tzaddik is. Nizah haloy meid, being konsei machiyas amoichin shalai. And if a person opens up that sefer and throws all of his mind, all of his kaychas haseichel, into understanding that Torah of the tzaddik, into reading those words of the tzaddik. Of course, there's a big milo when it's the actual words of the tzaddik as opposed to a student who wrote down the Torah. There's always a big, it's much bigger to be able to have the actual words of the tzaddik. So when you go into that Torah of the tzaddik, you enter into the Torah of the tzaddik with all of your kaychas. The Torah ha-chiyus ha-moichem shel ha-tzaddik, she-tom ha-medvarv. Nikra is dabkus rucha baruch. That's a bechina of hishtachus. It's like throwing yourself upon the grave of the tzaddik. And in certain ways it's even greater. Nikra is dabkus rucha baruch. You could be 10,000 miles away from the tzaddik's grave. He's buried in the words of the sefer that you're learning. On the other hand, you get another person who's lying on top of the tzion by the tzaddik, and he's asking his friends to take some pictures to put on YouTube. What kind of dveikus? What dveikus is that? Doesn't mean anything. Mamish by the tzion. But the tzaddik made promises that if you come to his tzion. So what would the tzaddik be saying at that moment? The tzaddik would be saying, I'm still waiting for you to come to see me. Because a person is where his machshavas are. So here you can have somebody who's sitting in New York, and he's sitting in New York on Rosh Hashanah, and he's putting every ounce of his mind and his heart into a piece of Likut Maran, which is where Rabbi Nachman is buried in Likut Maran, his thoughts, his feelings, all of his greatness. And he's having a shtachus on the kever of the tzaddik by learning the sefer. And you can have some guy that's got the latest deal to get to Uman, and he's hanging around in Uman, and his thoughts are back in New York. He's thinking about being in New York. I mean, he did whatever he had to do. He said he'd take a klali or two, and now he's just hanging around. I'm not saying people do that. No, I was never there. Rosh Hashanah wasn't Zayich. And that person is not Mr. Tech at all. And the tzaddik is enjoying the company of the guy in New York who's learning with them around, and he never met you. The guy that flew all the way to Uman, he never met you. He never saw you. They never shaykhis to you. Why? Because that's how your machshavas are. Same way you have. It's such an irony. If all the yidden that are living in America dreaming about being in HSL, and you have all these people living in HSL dreaming about being in America. So it comes out that there are many, many Jews that live in America, but they actually are in Eretz Yisrael. And you have many, many Jews that live in Eretz Yisrael, but they actually are in America. It's not the way it looks to us. It's not the way it looks. If there were a monitor to measure these things, it's not the way that it looks to us, because a person is not where he is physically. So you can have some year that he's living in Eretz Yisrael. He never left Yerushalayim. But all the years he's dreaming what it would be like to be, you know, in New York. Los Angeles or something. You have another year that was never in Eretz Yisrael. never in Yerushalayim, and all he's thinking about is what it would be like to be in Yerushalayim. So it comes out that this one lives Be'emes, the Yerushalayim Adik Yid lives in New York, or Los Angeles, and the Yid from Los Angeles, New York, lives in Yerushalayim. Because Sham Ha'adam Kulay. And we could understand, on the other hand, on the Yidach Gisa, that's we see a care for the Chassidim and Anshei Ma'isim Likrei V'Lishmei Ma'amar Masipurim Shekos of Ish Shenanaki V'Zach B'Tachlis, not to read anything that was written by a person who was impure, even if the person wrote something good, even if he wrote something nice. Itan Haya Echad Advar Ma'amruchakim B'Tachlis Malava L'Neged Adayim Shal Mavak Shel Hashem. A newspaper. Newspapers were generally very, very far away from those people who were Mavakshe Hashem. Even the from newspapers. It's better, it's much better, but even the from newspapers. Maimer Haviyorme Das Daitos Okoise. Because it's a question of who's writing in these newspapers. Whose thoughts are you connecting to? You're connecting to the das, you're trying to understand, you're being mamik in what? In the thoughts of the person who wrote the article, or who wrote this book. It's not a game. You're connecting to the mohus hapnimis of that person, even though that person might have died years ago. Machshavtei, to his thoughts. Who do you think these people are? I'm not talking about they're from newspapers, they're nice people. But who do you think these people are that are writing in the New York Times, in the Wall Street Journal? I'm not even talking about the other things that... Hay nefesh ha-kaysev atuf b'ksivasa. That person put his soul into what he wrote. And now you're trying to understand that person's writing. And by doing that, your machshavas are being mezdabik to the machshavas of another person. Who is that other person, b'chla? Like I said before, that Hashem put his soul into the Torah. When you're learning Torah, you're trying to connect Hashem's mind to Hashem, who's infinite and pure. When you read a maimer, when you read some essay, some article that somebody wrote, it means that you're inviting that person's entire essence into your mind, into your heart, into who you are. Like the Tanya says, becomes one. So you might, for educational reasons, you might want to read Mein Kampf, because you think it would be something that would help you have insight into what happened in Nazi Germany. And it probably would. But one has to realize that when you're reading Mein Kampf, you're reading a translation into English of the thoughts of that Russia. Of the thoughts of that Russia. It's a pachad. As I said, it's not a game. Anybody can poo-poo this with any kind of a pseudo-intellectual thing that you like, but that's the metzias. This is the metzias. Anything else is not metzias. It's just dumb excuses. Kachu yuzihirim b'zeh. Therefore, people are very careful. Rama mihu oisa kaisa. The word, who was the one who wrote this article? Who's this person? How do I know what this person is thinking about? How do I know who he is? That I'm inviting this guy to have a dvekus with my ruach. I'm letting this guy into my mind. I'm letting this guy into my inner world. I'm inviting him in. Who is that guy? Who is that person who wrote this? I'm not even talking here about music. That's a whole other thing. That's the third time looking around. It's a whole other thing. You listen to music, what are you, who is the menagin? Who is the one that made the nigga? Who wrote the nigga? Who's singing this nigga? We don't even know what it means when we go to Simchas and you have this, a lot of these people that are playing with these people that are playing, who are the people that are playing these nigunim? Where Bechlal made the nigga? Who's singing these songs? Who's playing on the instruments when we go to these things? Al nafshei atumna b'dvarav. You're connecting to the nefesh of that person. Liyos imay lachad and mamish, to become one. The seichel mechabik seichel, with one mind embracing the other mind. So we hear a time, like the Tani says, Dailib machshavis levesudis medili. It's bad enough I have my own problems with what I'm thinking about. Mali ki oisim yavuchus, I need to have this guy's problems. I have my own problems. I need to have this guy in my head. I have my own problems that I've manufactured homemade. I don't need to import. You know, I got my own problems to bring in something from the outside. That's what it means. Kol hamachshava. Okay, Mishnah will continue next Monday.